last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Expert corporate finance, tax and M&A services. Driving your business growth. Visit forvismazars.ie.
Ian Guider from the Business Post. How much have Glanbia shares fallen by today?
They have fallen by just about 20%. A terrible day for Glanbia, which everybody calls a food company. It's actually best known now for protein shakes and protein bars that people will see in gyms everywhere. And the reason the share price is down, they said profits this year will take an absolute battering. They're going to be down by 10% on the $300 million they made in 2024. And the reason for that is the main ingredient into protein shakes is whey, and the price of it is absolutely soaring at the moment. It's going to cost the company a couple of hundred million euro extra this year to produce those products, so therefore profits are going to be down. But also, over the last decade or so, Glanbia has transformed itself into a healthy foods, healthy snack food business, bought lots of companies over the last number of years. One of them is SlimFast, which makes those diet foods and snack products that people who want to lose weight consume. Well, in the last number of years, you don't have to spend a fortune on snack foods and diet drinks, because what you can do is you can take a jab from Wegovy or Ozempic and lose weight, and that is causing sales of SlimFast to absolutely plunge. They spent $350 million buying SlimFast back in 2018. They're now selling it, and they'll probably get a fraction of what they paid for it, because who is going to buy it in the current market?
Will anyone buy it?
Well, this is the thing, because, again, you don't have to go to the gym to lose weight. You don't even have to have too much of a healthy diet. You can take these wonder drugs and you can lose some of the body weight. It is putting back on protein. That's the benefit that the Glanbia should be selling. But they're selling this brand. They're selling another couple of companies they bought in the last number of years. And that combination of factors, so rising prices for its main products, selling off some of these other divisions, is meaning that profits this year will be down, and the markets are not taking that badly, and shares, as I said, 20%. I think that's the worst day
in the Irish market. That's a hell of a movement in one day.
It is. And the company's chief executive trying to point out, well, look, we had a good year in 2024, and as a result of the cash generated, we're going to pay shareholders a higher dividend. They're also taking out some costs from the business. Over the next couple of years, they're going to shed around 50 million in costs. We don't know how many jobs may be going as a result of that.
Okay, yesterday a lot of our listeners were very annoyed when you told the story of a planning permission rejected in Terenure. However, today we have news of a major planning approval for the tallest building scheme in the Dublin Docklands.
Yeah, consistency in a world gone mad of planning. Johnny Ronan, the well-known property developer, has finally got approval for a decent-sized building in Dublin. It's a 25-storey tower in the South Dublin Docklands called Waterfront Central. It's going to be home to offices and apartment blocks, about 550 apartments. One of them will be a 25-storey tower. There's also going to be the new European headquarters for Citigroup in that project. Now, a number of years ago, Johnny Ronan had applied for planning permission for a 45-storey tower. That was knocked back by En Bloc Board Planola. He went back to the drawing board, came up with this new scheme. There's going to be public access to it. There's going to be a restaurant on the top floor that you'll be able to see all across Dublin. But 25 stories, the biggest building in Dublin. And Matt, you know, you look at the years it's taken and we can still only get 25 stories in the Docklands. This is the heart of Silicon Docks, that we call, where all the tech companies are based, where all the financial companies are based. Why on earth don't we have buildings of 25 stories at least all across the North and South Docks?
Okay, what do you reckon that the chances of getting planning permission for a 2 billion euro offshore wind farm in Dublin Bay?
Well, they might just get it, but I can say the timeline may take a bit longer. So a renewable energy company called RWE Energy, they are applying today to En Bloc Planola for a 2 billion offshore floating wind farm called the Dublin Array. It's going to cost them 2 billion if they get permission for it. It's going to be 824 megawatts, which translates into energy to power 770,000 homes across the country. This is going to be controversial because they're seeking permission for up to 50 turbines about 10 kilometres off the Dublin and Wicklow coasts. There's already been lots of local groups set up to oppose this development. Many of them are complaining about the height of these turbines. They are absolutely massive. I've seen some of the CGIs of it. They are saying that they should be located further offshore. They say the fact that they are so close, I don't think 10 kilometres is that close, means that there's going to be I suppose, a visual issue for people who don't want to see these when they look out the windows of
their expensive
homes.
But think of the benefits it could bring.
Think of the benefits of sustained and cheap power. They're also saying, the objectors, that there will be a loss of biodiversity and dangers to habitats for nature reserves in the local area. But you have to think, Matt, this company have been working on this for so long. They've also got a guaranteed connection to Airgrid, because there was a scheme launched by the government a few years ago to give companies that want to establish these offshore massive, massive developments costing a lot of money a guaranteed connection to Airgrid. They got that, so it's now in the hands of planners.
We'll see. At least, I mean, maybe they can put them off the coast of Doombeg. But who's thinking of the whales? Thank you very much, Ian Guider from the Business Post.
The Last Word on Today FM.